No. You're doing too much pinching. Use three fingers.
I'm better with two.
With two, you use too much pressure. You'll flatten out the nuance.
I'm doing it exactly how you...
Okay. Pied sur la pédale, your foot on the pedal. Okay.
Suddenly, she was behind me, reaching her arms around me to place her hands on top of mine. I was hyper-aware of the pressure in her fingertips, her chest pressing into my back, her lips almost touching my ear.
Feel it. Stop trying to be in control. There you go. Watch the clay. See that?
Uh-huh.
It's subtle, no? Once you feel it, you can find it again. Okay, everyone. We've got to wrap up for today.
I needed to get out of there fast before anyone tried to talk to me. I didn't think I could form a sentence. My whole body buzzed where she'd been touching me. Oh, shit. I was halfway down the hall when I realized I'd left my sketchbook behind. The room had emptied out, but my sketchbook wasn't at my station where I'd left it. I looked around, wondering if someone had taken it. Cecilia was sitting on a desk near our drawing sculptures. My sketchbook was open in her lap.
You don't even know how good you are.
What?
You really don't. Like, other people, they know. It stuns them, but you really have no idea.
I thought you hated my work.
Are you serious?
I mean, you never spend half as much time critiquing anyone else.
Well, no one else in this class has half the potential you do.
She held my eyes and stood up from the desk, and I held my breath as she walked over to me. I've been really struggling to even like art anymore, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So that means a lot coming from you.
Oh.
Come on, you're Cecilia Arquette.
It may surprise you, but I get it, the struggle.
Hmm.
Sometimes I wonder why I'm still teaching here.
Why are you still teaching here?
I have no idea. Maybe I'm scared. It's been a long time since I've shown my work anywhere.
Time doesn't really matter. Not for you. If you wanted to go out there and show the world tomorrow, you could. She actually looked flustered. A blush spread on her cheeks.
You have clay on your temple.
She was so close to me, I could see the faint pattern of freckles on her nose. She licked her thumb and held my face as she gently rubbed at my hairline. My heart was beating so hard I felt it against my ribs. You have clay on you too.
I do?
Yeah. Here.
Lev.
Fuck, I love how you say my name.
Oh, you should.
Tell me you don't feel it too.
I can't do that.
Please. She surged towards me, her expression determined as if she just made up her mind about something. She wrapped me in her arms and kissed me again. My face, my neck.
We have to be quick and quiet.
Okay.
Remember, there aren't any locks.
Right.
Feel me.
I slipped my thigh between her legs. Cecilia started moving against me, grinding her hips. Every movement of her body against mine sent sparks shooting through me. I'd never been so turned on. Oh, fuck.
Do you like that?
Yeah, that's so good.
Grab me out.
Oh, get on the table.
There, you.
I swallowed hard as she pushed me back and pressed my wrists onto the wood.
I've wanted to do this ever since you first opened that smart mouth in my class.
My god.
Leave your hands back.
Or what?
Leave them back.
Spread my legs wider, touching me in slow, deliberate circles.
You're so wet. God.
I've wanted this since I walked in on you. in your fucking bra weeks ago.
Oh, did you do that on purpose?
No.
Mm. Did it turn you on?
God, yes. Fuck right there.
Mm. What did you do about it?
What do you think?
Tell me.
I imagined you asking me to fuck you. I could hear you through the wall.
Mm.
I was kneeling when I came. She suddenly pulled her hand out of my underwear. I almost protested. She smoothed her hands up my thighs and stared at me, but there was no critique in her gaze.
You are so beautiful.
She hooked her fingers inside the band of my underwear and pulled them down my legs as she sunk to her knees. I'd imagined this so many times. I had to bite my shirt to keep from moaning.
Can I?
Please.
You taste perfect.
Right there. Oh my God, don't stop. Pleasure poured through my limbs, melting me. I weaved my hands into her hair and pulled, grinding myself against her mouth.
Yes, just like that. Use me.
Oh, that feels so good. Her tongue kept flicking firm and fast over my clit. Suddenly, I felt her thumb brushing over my entrance, pressing inside me. Please, go all the way in. I knew exactly how we'd look if anyone walked in on us. Spread out on the table, gasping, my famous teacher on her knees in between my legs. Oh, fuck. How many fingers?
Two.
Use three.
Stop talking.
Oh, my fucking God. I'm coming. Cecilia, I'm coming. I didn't get to touch you.
We don't have that much time. We're pushing our luck as it is.
Well, then, I want it next time.
Yeah, next time.
I do know where your bedroom is.
Go, get out of here.
The next morning, I ran down to the studio early with two coffees in hand. Sure, I felt a little bit foolish. She might not even be there, but I wanted to see her. I walked towards her office, past the racks of all our work, and happened to glance over. The coffee slipped from my hands. My statue, the piece I'd been working on relentlessly since I'd arrived, was laying in pieces on the shelf.